Okay, today's daf is Trumas daf Pei, and we are Ayin Tes Amid Beis in Maseches Trumas here in the 8th parak in Maseches Trumas. And today what we're going to do a lot of, and tomorrow's daf also, is connecting, or maybe not connecting, but the question is the connecting our Mishnah here in the 8th parak of Trumas and the Mishnah in the 1st parak of Maseches Pesachim. The Mishnah in Trumas, this is where we start. As we know, in yesterday's daf, the Mishnah spoke about two cases. That's important for us now. The Reisha of the Mishnah spoke about, if I have a barrel of Truma that is Suffolk. Suffolk Tumah, Suffolk Tara. And we said, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, it's one barrel, let's say it's two barrels. Anyway, Suffolk Tumah. So, what do you do? Because you have to burn Truma Tameya, but you're not allowed to burn Truma that's not Tameh. And it's a Suffolk. That's why it's called Truma Teluya. It's hanging Truma. You don't know what to do. So what do you do with hanging Truma? So, according to everybody, it seems that you're not allowed to burn it. Not allowed to burn it. 3 days. One day, Rabbi Eliezer says, you have to guard it. If it's in an exposed place, you got to put it in a more enclosed place. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rabbi Yeshua is the one that we're going to focus on. The Gemara focuses on Rabbi Yeshua Shita. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you don't have to guard it so much. You can just put it in an open place. Put it in an exposed area. If it's hidden, expose it. But even Rabbi Yeshua, who's the most, let's say, extreme in that way, does not say you can be metame yet. Let's keep that in mind. Right? Rabbi Yeshua says you can put it in a place of vulnerability. And then Rabbi Gamliel says, just leave it. Those are the three shittos. So Rabbi Yeshua in the Reisha, Rabbi Yeshua in the Reisha, is the shita that's the most, so to speak, flexible. And he says, you could put it in a way that is going to become Tameh. The next case of the Mishnah, Chavis Shenishpura, what was the second case? You have a barrel of Truma that broke, and it's falling into Chulin Tamein. So what are you allowed to do? So if you do nothing, it's all going to become Tameh, and it's going to ruin your Chulin. And nothing's going to be able to be eaten. So what are you allowed to do? You have a couple of pitchers right next to you that are Tameh. You can go down the block and get a pitcher that's Tohar. Do you have to go down the block? So if you're going to be able to save a significant amount of Truma, you got to go down the block. Everybody agrees. Everybody agrees you got to go down the block if you could save a Revias of Truma. But what if you can't? If you can save a Revias of Truma, could you be Metameh? Could you be Metameh? Take a Tameh Kli and catch the Truma. That's a machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer says, no way. No way. It's all got to become tummy. You can't do anything about it. Rabbi Yeshua, you can take a tummy kli and catch it. So in the second case, it seems like Rabbi Yeshua goes one step further. Not only like he does in the first case. In the first case, he has suffik. Truma, that's suffik tuma, suffik tara. He says, okay, you could put it in a vulnerable spot. You can't do more than that. In the second case, you could actually catch it. You should catch it in Tameh Kalim, which is more actively being Metameh it. So let's keep those two cases in mind. So now the Gemara says, Chavraya b'shem Reb Elazar. So Reb Elazar, we're going to talk about these Chavraya for the next daf and a half. The Chavraya, these rabbis, the rabbi said the following, in the name of Rabbi Elazar, Chavis Harishona, the first case of our Mishnah, which we're calling the barrel case. The first case where you have the barrel that it's tamitar is like Rabbi Yossi Vahashnia Karebi Meir. And the second one's like Rabbi Meir. What's Rabbi Yossi? What's Rabbi Meir? So now we get into Psachim Yudalanam and Aleph. There's a machlokes. How far did Rabbi Yeshua go? Basically, what the Gemara is saying is that it must be. We have Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah. Two cases in our Mishnah. The first case, as we just described, he allows you to only indirectly put it in a vulnerable spot. The second case, he allows you to even directly be metamiyat. So why wouldn't he allow you to be metamiyat even in the first case? It must be that the two cases in our Mishnah reflect two different misoras of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yossi's misora and Rabbi Meir's misora. That's what the Gemara here means. Chavis Arishona, the first case of Chavis in our Mishnah, is like Rabbi Yossi's misora of Rabbi Yeshua, who says, you can't be, if it's suffik, you can't be metamiyat directly. You could only make it vulnerable. Right, you don't consider it like Tameh already. While Shnia Karebi Meir, the second case where you are allowed to actually, Rabbi Yeshua actually allows you to be Metameh, that's like Rabbi Meir's Misora who allows you to actually be Metameh. So what's that case over there? Let's just read one more line. The Gemara explains it. Chavraya Amri Chavis Rishona Karebi Yossi Veles Rabbi Meir Modu Behed. The Chavraya say that the first case is Rabbi Yossi, who says Rabbi Yossi's version of Rabbi Yeshua is that If you have suffik, you can only indirectly. You can't be metamiyat directly. And Rabbi Meir wouldn't agree to that, because Rabbi Meir holds you can actively do it. The shnia, and the second case of our Mishnah, which, well, again, what's the second case? You have the barrel that's broken, and could you catch it with Tami Kalim? Could you actively do it? Yeah. Karebi Meir, Veles Rabbi Yossi Modeba, and Rabbi Yossi wouldn't agree. So that's what the Chavraya say. The Chavraya say that our Mishnah, each case of our Mishnah is reflecting a different Misorah of Rabbi Yeshua. How far do you go if you have a case of Safek, or a case where you're not going to be able to eat this Truma? Is there any problem being metamiyat? So do you say, Rabbi Eliezer says, you can't do anything. No way. You got to protect it. But we're focusing on Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, you don't have to be so careful. So, two different misaras. So what's that case in Psachim? So that is, people say, Psachim? What is this doing in Psachim? This is the second half of the first parak. The Dafim called Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim Dafim. Right? So the first Mishnah there. The first Mishnah there on Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph. The Rabbi Meir says in that Mishnah, Rameir says, Mi divrehem lamadnu, from their words. Who's their words? There's a machlokas there. But one of the days, as we'll see, Reish Lakish says, from their words, meaning our Mishnah, in Trumas. That Rameir is commenting on our Mishnah. Rameir says, if you have on Erev Pesach, you have Truma Tahora and Truma Timea, and they're both chametz, you could burn them together. You could burn them together. You have to burn them anyway. The Truma Tahora is going to become Tameh when you put them in the same fire. Doesn't matter. Rameir says, Truma Tahara, Truma Tamea, you could burn it all together. Why? Because it's going to become inedible anyway. So, Rabbi Meir understands Midivrehem. What's Midivrehem? The Mishnah in Psachim, the Gemara there comments in the name of Reish Lakish. Our Mishnah is the basis for the words of Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah, you see, what does Rabbi Yeshua say? If something's going to become inedible, it's basically inedible now, there's no problem in making a Tameh. That's Rabbi Meir's version. You could actively be Metameh it. Right? And that's what on Erev Pesach, you could also Truma Tahara, Truma Tamea, burn in the same pyre. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Eina Min Amida. Rabbi Yossi says, no, not true. What does not true mean there? Right? That's Rabbi Yossi. What does not true mean there? So it must be that Rabbi Yossi is saying, at least for now, you can't do it actively. You can't do it actively. Right? You could do it indirectly. Right? Because he has a less extreme version of Rabbi Yeshua. No, you could do it indirectly. Directly? Maybe our case is different, as we'll see later on in today's daf. Hefsid Meruba. That's going to be different. They're going to lose all the chulin also. But that's where Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Meir comes up in that Mishnah. And right now, for the entire daf today, we're assuming that Mishnah Psachim is based on our Mishnah. And therefore, there's a connection between the two. And that's what the Chavraya say now in our Gemara. Chavraya say that the first case in our Mishnah that allows only indirect, right, putting it into outside in public where it can become Tameh, so that's Rabbi Yossi's less extreme version of Rabbi Yeshua. And then the second case where you could actually be Metameh, that's the more extreme, and that's Rabbi Meir's version of Rabbi Yeshua. Fine, here we go. Amar lo Rabbi Yossi, this Rabbi Yossi is the Amora Rabbi Yossi. The Girsa of the Rasioli, Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvita. We've had this sometimes. Rabbi Yossi is talking about Rabbi Yossi. It's two different people, right? We'll add in the Rasioli's Girsa. Amar lon Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvita. Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvita is about to knock out first the first half of the Chavraya statement, and then the second half. He's going to argue on both statements. What was the first half of the statement? That the first line of the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yossi, right? Because Rabbi Yossi is the one that says that if you have this truma that you're not able to eat because it's a suffix, you could only put it in a more, in a situation, you can't be tying it with your hands, but you're dying. You can just put it in a outside where it is probable that it's going to become tummy. That's the first line. So Amr, Alon Rabbi Yosef Rezvida, Chamun Matan Amrin, look what you're saying. Chavis Harishona Rabbi Yossi. You're saying that in the first case of our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yossi, meaning Rabbi Yossi is the one that says you could only do it indirectly. Haka Rabbi Meir Sarfin. Mashba, what? According to Rabbi Meir, you're able to be burned? Meaning the case in the Mishnah, the first case of our Mishnah, you have a barrel, two barrels that are suffik. So what do you do? You're saying only Rabbi Yossi would say you're allowed to put it in a makam turfa. But according to Rabbi Meir, you'd be able to be burned? Ukar Rabbi Shimon Sarfin. We're going to see in a few minutes that Rabbi Shimon says, Mamish, you're allowed to do that. Rabbi Shimon says, you could burn Safik Truma. But says the Rabbi Yosef Azvita, if that's true, then you have two Tanoim that say you could burn Safik Truma. We should pasken that way. Because it's two against one. The Yirbu Rabbi Meir of Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon would team up, Al Rabbi Yossi, the Yisrofu. And we know that's not true. We don't paskin that way. You can't burn Suffolk Truma directly with your hands. But if it's true, if your diak of the first line of the Mishnah is true, that Rabbi Yossi says you could take it and put him into a makam turfa, but Rabbi Meir would say you could actively burn it, Suffolk Truma, add that to Rabbi Shimon Shita, who we're going to have soon in the Gemara, two against one. So you should say we paskin that way. But we don't paskin that way. There's a Mishnah in Taras. We quoted this a few weeks ago in the Gemara. The Mishnah in Taras says there are only six cases of Suffolk Tumah V'Tahara that you burn. Six cases. This isn't one of them. This isn't one of them. Right? It's the Mishnah in Taras, Perek Dalet Halacha Hey. Right? The Pnei Moshe quotes it here. Vanan lo tnan hachi, Perek Dalet V'Taras. Deloka chashiv sham elashisha sveikos, shesurfen as a truma. There are six cases that you burn. Beis HaPras. But all of the cases, tolen. So, number one, kasha. You're going to tell me that Rav Meir would say in the case number one of the Mishnah that you would burn it, but then it would be two against one. We should paskin that way, and we don't paskin that way. First problem. Va'od min hadah. And also from the following. Not only does the Mishnah in Taurus mashba that we don't paskin that way. Va'nachami rabbanon. I saw rabbis. Asa uvda kumehon. Cases came in front of them. Va'amrin ezel tili. And they said, bitola it. Let it hang. Meaning don't burn it. Bitola it. So, the Chora, there's not a rove of shitas that are matir it to burn. So it must be that even Rabbi Meir, your diak is incorrect, the Chavraya. Even Rabbi Meir, in the first case of the Mishnah, would not allow you to burn it directly. It's not only according to Rabbi Yossi. Right? It's even Rabbi Meir would not allow you to do that. Right? Why does he allow you to do it in other cases? Don't compare the cases exactly. Erev Pesach might be different, Hefsed Merubah might be different, but we'll get to other factors. But that is knock number one. The Chavraya say that the first case in the Mishnah is only Rabbi Yossi's, Rabbi Yeshua, and not Rabbi Meir's, Rabbi Yeshua. Not true. Even Rabbi Meir would agree that you cannot be Metame it directly. Good. So the Gemara says, we mentioned Rabbi Shimon up above. Where is that Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon says for sure he could burn it. Where is that Rabbi Shimon? V'hein Ashkachan Damar Rabbi Shimon Sarfin. Where do you see that Rabbi Shimon holds that you could burn truma that's truma teluya as it's called ditaninan? Because we learned in that Mishnah, in that same Mishnah in Psachim, Dav Yud Dalet Amud Aleph in the Bavli, right? The Mishnah there said, right? Rabbi Yossi said Eina Min Amida, but then the Mishnah said the following: Umodim Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua. Right, I'm reading it from the Pesachim. Oh, it's also here too. Moder was Rabbi Yeshua, shesurfin zulatzma v'zulatzma. Rabbi Yossi says, no. If you have vadai tamei truma and vadai tahar truma, nobody says you could burn that together. Rabbi Yossi argues on the Rabbi Meir. No. The only machlokas is if you have suffik truma and vadai. Suffik truma tamea and vadai, that there's a machlokas about whether you can burn it together. But if it's vadai truma tahora and vadai truma tamea, Rabbi Yossi says that no way you can burn that together. So, Rabbi Yossi says, Moder, Ablaz Rabbi Yeshua, Shasurfin, Zula Atzma, Vizula Atzma. If you have Tameh and you have Tohar, you have to burn them separately. The Machlokas is only if you have Truma Teluya and Truma Temeya. That's the case. Truma Teluya and Truma Temeya. And that's where Rabbi Yeshua matters you. Over there to burn Truma Teluya and Truma Temeya together. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Shimon Shanyei. Right? Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's not Rabbi Yossi in that Mishnah, it's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon. The Mishnah shouldn't say Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Shimon. He's the one that has the Rabbi Yoshua as allowing being Matame directly. Right? If you have Truma, again, what's the case over there? You have Truma, Suffik Truma that's Suffik Tomei Soi Tahar, and Vadei Tomei. That's the machlokas there, and Rabbi Shimon says, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, that you could burn that. So you see, there's a shita out there of Rabbi Shimon that says you can burn. So again, this was all Rabbi Yossi ben Zvida's point. Hey, if Rabbi Meir allows you to burn it, team up with Rabbi Shimon will allow you to burn it, then it should be two against one, it must not be true. So Rabbi Shimon is by himself. He is the only one that says, that has the mesora of Rabbi Yeshua, that if you have suffik, truma, Tame, Savi Tohar, you can burn it. You don't have to be careful about it. You can burn it with Truma Tameya. He's the only one. So, now the Gemara says again, another point. The Gra adds in, Va'od min Ada, another Raya that we're going to see that Rabbi Meir can't say that. Right? What was the chavraya? What's the yisod of our hold off so far? The chavraya said that in the first case of our Mishnah, that's only Rabbi Yossi's Rabbi Yeshua. That is indirect. But according to Rabbi Meir, you could directly burn, destroy Truma Tluya. There's no such thing as Truma Tluya. Right? The iser of destroying Truma is only by Truma Tahora. Once it's suffik, you can burn it. Right? So, we're rejecting that. Rabbi Yosef Rizvita is saying that's not Rabbi Meir Shita. So he has another riot to that. The intamron, less Rabbi Meir Tluya, and if you say that Rabbi Meir doesn't hold of Tluya, meaning he says you could burn it right away, but Hatani, what about this brisa? Truma Tluya Utimeya. We have a brisa that says, in a case of Erev Pesach Shachalias B'Shabbos, right? That creates a lot of, interesting questions. Erev Pesach Shachalias B'Shabbos. When do you destroy the chametz? You can't burn it on Shabbos, so you got to get rid of it mostly before Shabbos, on the 13th. On the 13th, 14th of Shabbos. So in that case, what if you have truma chametz? If you have truma chametz, you don't want to destroy truma, but you want to, could you just get rid of it in the morning? The morning of the 13th? You get rid of the rest of your chametz the morning of the 13th, Friday morning. What about truma? Do you have to delay at all? Right? So, and what if you have truma tameya? So, says the Brisa, Truma Tluya Vetimeya, Sarfanoso, Erev Shabbos, Im Chashecha. Divir Remeir. Remeir says, you gotta wait till as late as you can. You gotta wait until the last possible moment. Right? Why wait? According to Remeir, you can burn and get rid of. What do you have to wait till the last moment? Right? We'd rather not burn it, obviously. We'd rather not burn it unless, okay, it's gonna be Chametz, by Rabbi Yamatzeh. So you gotta wait till the last moment, but what do you see from there? You see from there that even Rabbi Meir doesn't just say, okay, Suffolk, Tomei. No. What are you waiting for? It's Suffolk. You're waiting for, the Gemara says there, the Mefarshim here quoted, Elio Anavi. Right? Maybe Elio Anavi will come and tell you whether it's Tomei or Tahar. So you wait. You wait until the last moment. What can you do? You see the last line in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Shema Yavo Elio V'Yitarena. Maybe Elio Anavi comes. But you see from there that even Rabbi Meir doesn't just say, okay, forget it, it's Suffolk. So, again, you see, the mayor doesn't just say offhandedly that, you know, burn it once it's a suffix. The chachamim omrim, bismana, the chachamim say, you do it Shabbos morning. You can even wait even longer. Do it because why? Because the chachamim hold, hashpas also b'chol dover. You don't have to burn it. Just flush it. You can do that on Shabbos. You can do it on Shabbos morning. So, but either way, you see from there, there are be mayor delays. Remeir delays. And therefore, that's another raya. That's another raya. Again, we're going to try to do the whole thing to keep the flow of the conversation, and then maybe we'll make some comments about Elio Anavi and the like. So the Gemara says, no, that last raya we could get rid of. Again, what are all these knocks? The whole Peyam and Aleph are arguing that Rabbi Meir does not say across the board, once you have Suffolk Truma, Suffolk Tami, Suffolk Torah, you could burn it. Which was what the Chavraya wanted to say. Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida keeps saying, no, it's not true. Number one, because then we should paskin differently. And number two, I saw rabbis do it. And number three, the Mishnah in Psachim seems to say that way. That he says, that was Rabbi Shimon. Number three is this, Rabbi Meir delays. You know, what do you do in an Erev Pesach Shachalias B'Shabbos? So the Gemara says, that last one, I don't have a problem with. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Kubi Rabbi Mana, Tiftar, another chilek. Bitluya shadaito lihishal aleha. What does that mean? What if you have truma, you're not sure if it's suffik tamei suffik tahar. You gotta go ask the rabbi the shayla. He might end up saying it's tahar. That's where you have to wait. That's the case of the brisa. It could very well be, this is now defending the chavraya, it could very well be that if you have a real case of suffik, that, you know for sure it's suffik, and therefore the psak is tamei, then you could burn that. When does Rabbi Meir say you have to delay? Maybe, in Ukimta, maybe that's a case where you're waiting to ask the rabbi whether it's really Tamei or Tahar. Right? Tiftar b'tluyah shadaita lishal aleha. You're going to ask him. And Amar Lei, Rabbi Mana answers Rabbi Zira, Kainama Rabbi Yossi Rabban. That's what Rabbi Yossi, my Rebbe, said also. Kol tluyah danan amrin hacha. But all cases that we say here, meaning in the case where a mayor says he actually burn it, bitluya she'ein daito lishal aleha, where there's no questions more to ask. Meaning, you know, the psak is tame. It's suffik tame, but there's no question. So that you're allowed to burn. Aval daito lishal aleha, but if you're still going to ask the rabbi whether it's really, this case of suffik is going to be tame, taharahi. That's okay. Titani, because we learned, again in the brisa, tluya she'amar taharahi tamehi, if you have tluya, if you have suffik, that is permanently tamei or tahar, you're stuck. Then how is it tamei? that's Tameya, and her mayor would say you could burn it. But if you're waiting to go ask the rabbi, then it might end up being Torah. Of course you can't burn that. Tahora. So then, Tahor. So that's a suggestion to defend. Maybe that brisa on the bottom of Amud Aleph that says, your mayor says you got to wait until late in the day, you know, Erev Pesach, Chalis B'Shabbos. So maybe that's a case where, you know why you have to wait? Because you're not really sure if it's Suffik Tameh, Suffik Tahor. So maybe that's why you say you have to wait. So we got to add in two words. That's not an argirsa. Right by this dot. Right, the Rasilio has my kadun. This is adding in a lot, but I don't like that chilek. My kadun. Meaning this answer doesn't work. Why? Why doesn't it work? Because then why the Chavraya think that the first line in the Mishnah can't be Rebbe Meir? Because what does it say there? You can't burn it directly, you have to leave it indirectly. Maybe Rebbe Meir would agree in the Reisha. Because maybe that's a case where you're not sure, you gotta go ask the rabbi. So just because there's a case that says your mayor doesn't say, allow you to burn it, the Chavraya said, no, that can't be Rabbi Meir. What do you mean? Maybe it can be your mayor. If you hold that this chilik is true, that it depends whether you still have to go ask the rabbi or not, so then you should say that Rabbi Meir would agree to that. But they don't say that. The Chavraya say that the ratio of the Mishnah, the first case, is only Rabbi Yossi and not Rabbi Meir. So what do you see there? Rabbi Meir does not hold of this chilik. Once it's Suffik Tameh, Suffik Tahor, he allows you to burn it. So the Gemara says, okay, just change the ukimta a little bit. Not that you're going to go ask the rabbi, and that's why that's the delay. Amar Yossi Barbun, Tiftar, maybe that brisa is Shanolda La Suffik Tuma Imdim Dumechama. Maybe the case is where it became, you're right, Rameir would hold straight, you could burn it once it's Suffik, and you could burn it even in the morning. But maybe the case is where it became Suffik Tami right before the end of the day. Right? Imdim Dume Chama. Right before the end of the day, right before, right? Erev Pesach Chol Yos B'Shabbos, on Friday afternoon, it became Tameh. So that's why he didn't burn it before then, because it didn't happen. V'lesh Shmamina Klum. So that brisa does not teach me, does not prove anything. Again, why do we bring that brisa on the bottom of Amud Aleph? To try to prove that according to Rabbi Meir, he doesn't say you can burn it right away, because you see he has to delay it. So the answer is no. He doesn't say you have to delay it, only because it only became Tameh late in the day. Right, that's why. So at least that last brisa is not a knock. Is not an argument against the Chavraya. The other two questions on Aleph are still questions. But either way, this is, again, the Chavraya interpreted the first case of our Mishnah. What was the first case of our Mishnah? Remember, you have barrel, suffik, what do you do? So Rabbi Eliezer said, you gotta cover it up, you gotta protect them more. Rabbi Yeshua says, you don't have to protect them. If it's in a makam mutzna, put them in a makam torfa. Put it in an exposed area. So the Chavraya said, that must be Rabbi Yossi. Because according to Rabbi Meir, he would allow you to just destroy it right away. He would allow you to be matami it right away. Right, based on what he says in Psachim Yodalid. So what we just did on Amud Aleph was that maybe that's not so fast. Maybe Rabbi Meir doesn't agree to that either. Maybe Rabbi Meir doesn't say you could just argue. He wouldn't argue with that first case of the Mishnah. So that was what we just did on this daf. Beis Hashem, starting with Va'atun, the next words, we're going to talk about the second part of Chavraya's statement. That the second case of the Mishnah that allow you to catch it with Tamei Kalim, that's only Rabbi Meir, not Rabbi Yossi. And we're going to go through a whole amud of, would Rabbi Yossi not agree? It's Hefsin Merubah, and it's... So that's the structure of the daf. Okay, so just now that we had the flow, let's go back to mention two or three ideas. First of all, Eliyahu HaNavi. Maybe you should ask Eliyahu HaNavi. So it's always good to review some of the point about Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi would be able to teach you that. Let's wait to see if Eliyahu HaNavi comes. You allowed to learn halacha from Eliyahu HaNavi? Right, he's going to come and tell me what's Tameh, what's Tahar. Right, remember the Gemara, the Mishnah in Bav Metzia? Yehemunach ad sheyavo Eliyahu. Really? He's allowed to? The Maariv Chayes asked that kasha, and many others. You can't learn halacha from Nevuah, right? Yehemunach, what about Eliyahu HaNavi? You can't learn halacha from Eliyahu HaNavi, right? He asks that, brachas daf gimel. Not too far into Shas, we learn something from Eliyahu HaNavi, right? The second daf in Shas, brachas daf gimel, amud aleph, it says there, shlosha dvarim, what's the case? Right, the Rabbi Yossi, I think it is. Right, what happened? Amar Yossi, Pamachas Haisi Malach Baderach Vanechnasi L'Churvi, went into one dilapidated place, and he met Eliyo Zachor Latov, V'af Shamar Li Ala Pesach. And he was there, and he waited till I was finished, and he says, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, Shalom Alecha Mari, Banai, why'd you go into the Churva? I went into Davin. You're not supposed to Davin on the Churva, it's a dangerous place. Right? I was scared. Yafsika be'ovei drachim. You should have davened tefillah katzara. And he says, I learned three things from Eliyahu Navi. Dot, 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 dot. Ask the Maharetz Chayes, how can you learn anything from Eliyahu Navi? Right? You're not allowed to learn from Eliyahu Navi. Right? Look in Rashi Shabbos Kufches. Ashi yavo Eliyahu v'yomar. Pirish Rashi. Isser v'heter ein talui bo de lo b'shamayim hi. Right? Lo b'shamayim hi. Eich lomar ashas dinam elu me'eliyahu. V'yefshar lomar, and this is the Yisod. Maharetz Chayes says it there in Daf Gimel in Brachis. You can't learn Eliyahu, you can't learn a halacha from Nevuah, from Eliyahu HaNavi. But if Eliyahu HaNavi is not teaching you a halacha, but he's being megale a reality, right? Is this Tamei or Tahor? That's not teaching me a halacha, that's just being megale the reality. So that's okay. That's okay. Yehimunach, whose is this Eliyahu HaNavi is going to tell me? Right? So that's okay. So if it's dina mitzah nevuah az zay shayach lo bashamayim hi veinavir shalach adi shavar avolim omer milsa b'taima mashashamay piach chacham achirim, or even if he tells us what he learns through his learning, he didn't get it from nevuah, from his learning as I shomin lo kamoshamatzina, like we learn that from other cases as well. So there are chilukim in terms of what type of halachas that we're allowed to learn from Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi in general. When we wait for him to come, people have Giluye Eliyahu Bizman Hazeh also. But Eliyahu comes to every bris and he comes to every seder. Whenever this comes up, we like to quote the Chasam Sofer in Vav Tzadiches. Chasam Sofer says, we set up a chair for Eliyahu HaNavi at a bris, not because he really needs a chair. Right? It's not that his body is coming. He's not coming in his body. He never died. That's true. But it's not coming in his body. We put the chair there to remind us that he's coming. We open the door at the seder to remind that he's coming. But it's not his guf that's coming. It's his neshama that's coming. His neshama is coming. Sometime, and that's how he could be at 20 brisim at the same time. Because a neshama could be in a lot of different places at the same time. I don't know if it's part of a neshama or a neshama just going to duplicate itself. I don't know. We don't know that stuff. But once in a while, Eliyahu HaNavi will come in a physical. He'll put on a physical garb, like Chazal say, Charvona was Eliyahu HaNavi. Or there are other stories throughout history about Gilui Eliyahu. But there are two ways that he comes down into this world, says the Chasam Sofer. When the Gemara in Erevin discusses Eliyahu HaNavi and is there a Tchumin Lamala Me'asara? It talks about Eliyahu HaNavi there. That's, you know, we're trying to learn halakha from that. That's not Neshama. Neshama doesn't have an Isser Tchumin. Right? That's where if he comes down, V'chei says, V'chop ubiyoma besora, b'mheirav yameinu, tislabish nishmaso beguf HaKadosh Allah, v'azhu k'chol adam ichach me'nevi Yisrael, v'umusbach v'rabo achiyah shiloni, omi Moshe Rabbeinu. V'chein b'chol pam shemizgale umisra ba'olam hazeh, melubash begufo azach. Ach kishemizgale b'nishmaso, k'mo biyoma mila, az einena muchiyah b'mitzvus, b'meisam chavshi. Kishemizgale ofan hazeh, harayu malach. Avo b'shalom meitor megaladinim, ein l'kvo halacha p'idvarav. There are two ways that he could come down into this world in terms of Eliyahu. The Gemara there in Erevin that I just mentioned talks about Eliyahu HaNavi coming, not coming on a Friday, not coming on a Shabbat, coming only in Benisan Asidin Liga. What do you mean on Imam Emunah Shleima? Achakala b'chol yom sheyavo. He's only coming in Nisan. Right, Chazal, the one Gemara says. Or other times. He's not coming on a Friday. So we shouldn't say that animamin on Shabbos. Or on Friday or on Erev Yontif. So the answer is, the Turi Evan writes, in Rosh Hashanah Yad Aleph, the Shagas Aryeh, Bi'ita Achishena. If he comes Bi'ita in the time that he's going to come, not totally on us so much, then you have all these rules. Only in Nisan, and not on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. And that's why we daven for Eliyahu HaNavi after Shabbos, because now we could come. But if it's Achishana, if it comes hastily, then it could come any second. Hashem could work it out. Erev Shabbos, we're busy. Hashem could work it out. Right? We'll work it out. It's not, we'll take him. We'll take him at that time as well. Okay. That's just a little bit in terms of Eliyahu HaNavi that was brought up here about Yavo Eliyahu. The other point I wanted to mention is, again, this case was about Erev Pesach Shechol Yes B'Shabbos, which has many interesting halachic discussions about when is Titus Bechoros, when do you do Bidika and Biur, or about selling the Chametz, right, which is generally, you can't do Kinyanim on Shabbos. Shalosh Shudas is one of the big discussions. Well, how do you do it? Right? Why? Because there's an Isser to eating Chametz, and there's an Isser of eating Matzah. And Shalosh Shudas, you have to have bread, L'chadchila. Right? So what do you do? So there are different options. So some, according to Sfarda, maybe you can use matzah ashira, right? In certain cases with May Peris. Others say that, oh, ain't brera you. So in those cases, which is, we try to do all, you could use in this B'di have a case, biyotzi, with chicken and potatoes and the other, ma'achalim. Others have two early meals, right? Before the Esrev Chametz kicks in. The Aruch HaShulchan has a very radical opinion. The Aruch HaShulchan says there's no chiv of Shal Shudas today. Right? The Aruch HaShulchan, lishitaso. The Aruch HaShulchan is charif about 2 points. Number one, charif bread. Bread, even though there were three other opinions, asid litinas adin, those who don't have bread for shalosh shudas. Number one. Number two, he's charif, and he's very strong, that he feels that each time frame of Shabbos has to have a meal. Friday night, Shabbos morning, and Shabbos afternoon. You gotta have your sudas shniyah in the morning, before chatzos. He's very, not just an iser tainus before that, but you have to have that meal then. So, and you have to have shalosh shudas later. So according to him, you can't have two meals in the morning, and you have to have bread. You put it all together. See, he says, there's no, the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gave you Shalosh Shudas gave you Erev Pesach Kolis B'Shabbos. And he says, guess what? It's like Yom Kippur Shabbos. Is there Shalosh Shudas then? No. So, okay, same thing. Unbelievable. What a dimyon. Right? Unbelievable. It's like Yom Kippur on Shabbos, where there is no Shalosh Shudas. Again, that is not something that we assume. We try to figure out a way to have Shalosh Shudas based on one of the other shitas. But that is the Aruch HaShulchan. You can look it up in Taf Mem Dalad. Taf Mem Dalad is where he talks about this and makes this a comparison. Bal karchach lo netzavidu klal al gimel seudos kivan she'i efshar midi dahavi liyom haKippurim shechal b'Shabbos. Unbelievable. But that is, again, one of the diunim of Erev Pesach, Shechalias B'Shabbos. That's where, just to finish up, that's where the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos quotes the Zohar of Shem Bayechai that he used to learn instead of Shalosh Shudas. Right? That is not quoted anywhere in Hilchas Shabbos. Right? The Shulchan Aruch himself quotes four opinions. That's not one of them. So in this impossible situation, that's where Shem Bayechai did it, and also he didn't do half the mitzvahs because he was Torasu Umnaso. So generally, it's not something that we rely on. And if there's a shir in between Mincha Ma'ariv and the shul, then Shal Shudas should be eaten beforehand. Okay, we'll stop here, Be'ez Hashem. We'll continue next time with the second half of Chavraya's statement, right, which has to do with the second case in our Mishnah.